third question. I'm happy Govardhan Puja Festival. Today we're celebrating Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill. And of course the pastime is probably one that devotees will hear today, read about, discuss, Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhava, described in Bhagavatam. Simply by hearing, chanting, remembering, or as it Bhagavatam says, taking pleasure in others doing so, one crosses beyond the ocean of repeated birth and death. And along with hearing about the pastime, then the significance or the significances, the many meanings of Govardhan Puja described and to be heard by devotees, because everything that Krishna has unlimited meaning, and these meanings are revealed to devotees and in their hearts according to their relationship with Krishna, their level of spiritual advancement, their inquisitiveness, their determination in spiritual life, and how deeply they enter into these pastimes. So I'll just relate one thought or train of thoughts that came to me in reflecting upon Govardhan Puja this morning during japa. It is an inconceivable thing, an impossible thing to lift a mountain. Who can lift a mountain? King Indra can. He can cut off the wings of the mountains. In fact, this morning I was reading Bhagavatam. Indra was reflecting on, I think, when he was trying to kill this demon, Namuchi, who couldn't be killed by any solid or liquid weapon. Ultimately, he killed him with a foam weapon, which was neither liquid nor solid, a weapon of foam. But Indra was reflecting that I even cut off the wings of the mountains. It seems that when at a certain point when mountains used to fly around, they had wings, and when they used to settle, they used to squash people. So obviously that became inconvenient for the people who got squashed by mountains. Just imagine a mountain falling on you, sitting on you. So then Indra decided to cut the wings off the mountains so that they couldn't fly around anymore and squash people. And so cutting the wings off of mountains is one thing, but lifting mountains, that's something else. When the demons and demigods were lifting, what mountain did they lift? Mandara Hill, for churning the ocean of milk. They picked it up, started carrying it, and then they got squashed because they couldn't, it was too heavy for them. So then the Lord had to come and he lifted it up. And that way they were able to carry the mountain, or he carried the mountain along with them, and he brought them back to life again. But Krishna did the impossible. He lifted a mountain. And that's the pastime of the Supreme Lord, is that he performs the impossible. That which is impossible for us, well, we're puny human beings. It's not difficult to do things that are impossible for us to do. we can't even, for instance, conceive of mountains having wings. At least the demigods, they had such a conception. Indra could understand the concept of mountains having wings. But Krishna does the impossible. He performs the impossible, and particularly he performs the impossible to please his devotees. Paritanaya sadudam vinasya chadushkritam. And of course, one aspect of lifting the mountain, or one meaning of lifting this, well, yeah, it was a great mountain, not exactly the Himalaya. Himalayas are very big. Giriraj was about a mile high 5,000 years ago, and still quite big, but not like a mountain range, even though he's called the king of mountains. Nonetheless, Krishna, when he lifted that mountain, there was a cause. And of course, what was the cause? Is that Indra was attacking the Vrijavasis. And Indra represents the principle of sense gratification. He is an enjoyer, sense enjoyer. And that's why he became the king of heaven. He may be a devotee sense enjoyer, but nonetheless, he's a sense enjoyer. And he is not only a sense enjoyer, but he's also the controller of the senses, at least the material controller of the senses. And particularly, we see that sometimes he becomes even envious of those who practice severe austerities. He worries that they're going to take over his kingdom. And although lifting mountains is difficult, but it's more difficult to actually become a controller of the senses and to get free from the influence of the material energy of which Indra is the representative. But it's possible. It's possible by Krishna's grace. So Krishna lifted up this Govardhan hill, and Indra threw his lightning bolt. He sent Samvartaka clouds. All kinds of other weapons, thunder and so on. Nothing was able to thwart Krishna's protection of the Vrijavasis. In other words, no matter what type of temptation comes our way, if we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna will do the impossible. He will give us protection. And Krishna's protection can't be thwarted by the material energy. Although that material energy, even by Krishna's own statement, is very powerful. Mama Maya, Durachaya, very difficult to overcome. But more difficult than lifting mountains. But Mama Maya, Durachaya, after all, the demigods and demons did lift Mundra Mountain. Mundra Mountain is a big mountain. It's very big. Still, they lift the mountain, but they can't become free from the influence of the material energy. Just as Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that he controlled everything within the universe. He took control of all of the power of all of the demigods. But still, as Prahlad Maharaj said, but still, you can't control your senses. But if someone, mamevai prapadyante, mayami tam tarantite, but if someone takes shelter of Krishna, then not only does he get protection from onslaught of demigods, if they so happen to want to tempt devotees, and sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. Bhagavatam describes that sometimes when demigods see the devotees are becoming too powerful, too influential, then they worried that, although real devotees only want to go back to Godhead, but they worry that maybe they want to take my position. So they also tempt them in different ways. But this Govardhan Puja pastime is a real testament to the fact that if we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will empower us, protect us to do the impossible, which is to be free, to free ourselves from the clutches of the material energy, from the influence of the demigods, from any material entanglement, and achieve the highest perfection, being able to go back home, back to Godhead. So it's possible. But we have to have that same kind of implicit faith in Krishna that the Brijvasis had. Krishna lifted the mountain, and although standing out underneath the mountain held by a little boy, who they were convinced that he was a little boy, they didn't think, oh, he's God, it's all right, he'll be able to hold it up. They just had faith in him. So similarly, circumstances may appear to be very mundane, very ordinary, but Mamikam Sharanam Braja Ahantam Sarvapapi Bil But Mukshay Shani. But devotees have this implicit faith. Whatever the circumstances are, the only shelter is Krishna. And if I take shelter of Krishna, then however, whatever the appearances may be, then ultimately Krishna will give me protection. Giving protection doesn't necessarily mean that all your visible material problems become resolved. It may not be, but you will certainly get the best result that one can get. And the best result is Krishna's mercy, which ultimately comes in the form of the service and the right to be able to return back home, back to Godhead. So this Govardhan Puja ceremony shows that for those devotees who do take this process of surrender very seriously and who have implicit faith in Krishna, in the teachings that Srila Prabhupada gave us, then they'll be protected in the most wonderful way. They'll be protected from the modes of material nature. And sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati mamchayo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevati. We have to just learn how to give ourselves to this process, special process of bhakti yogena sevati sagunan. And then everything will be all right. As Prabhupada would say, what's the problem? So happy Govardhan Puja to everyone, and may Krishna's blessings and Krishna's mercy be upon all the devotees. Jai Shri Govardhan Puja ki jai.